And let's turn our attention now to Uganda. Every year, thousands of people in the West adopt children from across the continent of Africa, and often these adoptions end happily, but not always. There's been an investigation by the Thomson Reuters Foundation. It's found widespread fraud in the system in Uganda, with biological parents sometimes being bribed, tricked or coerced into giving up their children for adoption. Let's hear more now from the Foundation's investigative reporter, Tom Esselmont. Tom, tell us a little bit exactly how big the international adoption market is overall.
Yes, it's a huge industry. In fact, there are around 200 accredited US-based adoption agencies. And of course, it is in the United States where this industry has really taken off. There were close to 6,500 international adoptions by Americans in the period 2013 to 14. And around, well, a bit more than 1,000 of those actually were from just the top three African source countries for children, those being Ethiopia, Democratic Republic of Congo, and Uganda. And in recent months, the first of those two, Ethiopia and DRC, have tightened their laws, and it has made Uganda be placed under the spotlight, become an ever more attractive country for Americans seeking to adopt. There are strong links between the churches in Uganda and in the United States, for example, and a lot of people are motivated by their Christian faith when they go to adopt there. But it's also a country where there is widespread poverty, lots of children in orphanages or children's homes, which have been proliferating in recent years, and where there is a law which is written in such a way that it does make it very easy for foreigners to fly in, win custody of a child within just a matter of days in some cases, through what's known as a legal guardianship. And in some cases, as we found out in our investigation, that is even before the biological family has worked out what's going on.
Now, that is shocking that the biological family may not know about it. So explain a little bit more about who you spoke to, what you found.
Yeah, well, we found that it's a very divisive issue. We spoke to biological parents of Ugandan children who said that their children or grandchildren were placed in homes, as I say, without them knowing. They said they'd been duped sometimes into thinking that the child was going to be cared for temporarily. They thought that perhaps one day the child would return home. I think it's important to stress that a lot of these biological families live in remote areas. Perhaps they're from poorer parts of the country. There's a bit of a misunderstanding in some areas about how this all works. But also, there's a sort of skepticism of the, you know, foreigners coming in to, in their view, buy their children. That's how they see it. They see it as a form of trafficking. We spoke to a whistleblower as well inside the court, the High Court, which oversees these international adoptions. No adoption can take place without the approval of the High Court. But this whistleblower, a former registrar, said that they'd seen fraudulent copying and pasting of documents, things like birth certificates or other documents, to essentially forge the birth history of the child to make a baby become an orphan on paper when actually he or she isn't. And that was backed up, that claim was backed up in a report we had leaked to us by someone from inside UNICEF who had written the report, which has yet to be published, showing that only a very small proportion, about a fifth of the children in orphanages it had looked into, had lost both parents, meaning that the majority of them aren't full orphans at all.
So what about those that are in the adoption industry? I mean, why are they doing it? What do they say to you?
Yeah, well, a lot of the people we spoke to in the children's homes, and we, in two specific cases we focused on in the adoption agencies back in the United States as well, put up a very robust defense. They said that they were acting in the best interests of the children. They absolutely categorically denied there was any fraud involved, and they said that it's better for children to be adopted by a loving family than languish in a children's home. Some of these cases are more complicated than meets the eye. For example, one of them, a family friend had allegedly taken the child away from the biological parents, that the mother was absent soon after birth, so, you know, there were questions over where she was. And that's how the child eventually ended up in a children's home and placed for adoption. Each case is different, but there's certainly a big denial of the fraud and a suggestion from those involved in this industry that, you know, there is a lobby in Uganda trying to change the law, trying to ban these adoptions.
Tom Esselman, Foundation's investigative reporter, and that is the Thomson Reuters Foundation. Trust.org is their website where you can read more.